perhaps some quilts and blankets.
I don't know what you would call that.
Do you know the term pallet?
I know the term pallet, but I wouldn't use it. It wouldn't be a term that I would use.
All right. I know we did talk about some types of soil and so forth yesterday. I think I missed, the other day before, I missed a few. What would you call low-lying grassland, where nothing really grows except grass or hay? Animals might graze.
Pasture. Poor soil.
Do you know meadow word?
Meadow. Mm-hmm. Meadow.
And there's one particular type of soil that you didn't mention, and I don't know whether you're familiar with it or not, L-O-A-M.
Loam.
Do they have loam here?
It wouldn't be a term that I would normally use, but I certainly would know what it means. It would mean friable, sort of good quality soil. That would be my meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, loose, dark soil.
Mm-hmm. This is a word that you probably did use the other day, I just don't happen to recall. If you're getting water off of a swamp, what would you say you're doing?
Swamp. Draining it.
Okay. And what would you drain it into? Man-made dug.
Ditch.
Okay. Or something larger than a ditch would be a...
Well, there's a term, trenasse.
Is that a French word?
Yes.
I don't know the term.
It's usually a very narrow channel between small bodies of water in the marsh. You know, we talked about the prairie marsh.
Mm-hmm.
And trenasse is just a small, maybe as wide as 2-3 feet, and shallow, and it runs between two ponds that might be ponds that would be the size, say, of this room, and they're 100 yards apart, and you'd go down this trenasse to get from one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
In a few rows.
What would you call a shallow arm of the sea, a tidal stream?
Tidal area.
Would you use bayou for that, or is that something else?
No, I wouldn't use bayou for that.
Well, what is a bayou?
Bayou can be relatively narrow or relatively wide. It's a body of water that can flow in several directions, in maybe two directions, or it's just standing water.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it flows in one direction or flows in the other direction. Mm-hmm. South Louisiana is covered with bayous.
Mm-hmm. What other terms do you have for flowing water?
River.
Okay. Anything smaller than a bayou?
I'd use the term creek.
Mm-hmm.
It probably comes from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
As a child.
Is that the smallest?
Stream.
Mm-hmm. All right. What would you call a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water? Perhaps 10 feet deep, 10 feet across?
A valley?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Anything like ravine or gulch or hollow?
I would use the term ravine.
Mm-hmm.
Not gulch. I think of that as a dry area.
Suppose there'd been a heavy rain and the rain had just cut a channel across a field. You might call that a...
Cut a stream.
All right. Can you, I think, have mentioned some bodies of water in the neighborhood, but are there particular flowing bodies of water that you can name around here?
The Mississippi River,
mm-hmm.
the Chifuncta River,
mm-hmm.
the Bogopalaya River,
mm-hmm.
the Pearl River, the passes between Lake Bourne and Catherine and Lake Pontchartrain and Lake Maurepas.